early on a Saturday morning, Kim Wickman is sorting through a bin full of old cell phones, chargers, and cords. Wickman works for the Wrangell Cooperative Association and has been building the tribe's existing recycling efforts since coming on board last year. She even brings household batteries, dropped off at her office on personal trips, to recycle. But getting rid of large electronics is a whole other problem.
I spend a lot of time out the road on the logging roads, and you find broken computer towers because people don't know what to do with them. They don't want their data heading out there to somewhere where somebody could steal information. So they take them out and they shoot them, or maybe run over them, and that's not the best option for them. So they need another option.
As the morning rolls on, three pallets are quickly stacking up. Someone drops off a huge sack, easily weighing more than 150 pounds, full of industrial cords. But most people are just cleaning out their closet. Kay Larson unloads several items out of her truck.
This is an external hard drive, but it's old and dead, and a couple of computers that ran out on me, and a printer. Camera.
And so how long have you been holding on to some of this stuff?
Probably about 17 years, some of it. And I'm just thrilled to have this event here. I was like, yeah, I started house cleaning in order to get my things ready for this.
Adam Klahach brought in a couple of old laptops. If this event didn't come along, Klahach explains he wouldn't have known what to do with them.
Eventually, I would have got sick of seeing it on the shelf and probably just thrown it in with the rest of the trash. And I'm glad it isn't just ending up in a waste landfill. So,
all of the items are being collected by Total Reclaim, a Seattle-based electronic recycler. Riley Kaczynski has worked with the company's Alaska branch for about 10 years. He's already starting to break things down, snapping a paper tray off a printer stacked on several others. Items are separated into categories based on the components inside them and their value.
So anything that we accept electronic-wise, it's a balancing act between what we can get on the backside after it's broken down and sorted versus how much it costs us to process it, to basically have our guys either break it down by hand or have it go through our processing equipment and separate out the plastics, the metals, the circuitry, and in the case of the monitors, the clean glass versus the leaded glass.
Kaczynski travels around Alaska, providing education and outreach to rural communities who may not know how to get an event like this going. He started working in Southeast 6 years ago, and Total Reclaim now collects about 400,000 pounds of e-waste in the region every year. Total Reclaim charges to take most items, but gladly collects computers for free, which contain the most precious metals.
Again, you know, like one computer isn't, you can't go take it to McDonald's and get a Big Mac with it, but if you have, you know, hundreds and thousands of computers that you're processing, you can start building big lots of circuitry where we do get some good value out of it.
Most items will either be broken down by hand or literally smashed and sorted. Pieces will be sent to downstream recyclers as far as Japan and Europe, where metals and plastics will be broken down and reintroduced into the manufacturing market. The Wrangell Cooperative Association plans to hold a collection event annually and is picking up the tab this year. Wickman hopes it entices people to not just pay to bring items into the community, but also pay to get them out. Reporting for Alaska's Energy Desk in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.